Hemp, hemp, hooray! Re-legalized today. You can now grow marijuana for medicine in Northern, Central, and Southern California by 56% of the popular vote. Over 4.5 million Californians voted yes on Prop 215. It allows you to grow for your friends who can't grow because they're either too ill, don't have the space or the time. You can grow for PMS, migraine, back pain, you name your ailment. All you need is a note from your physician stating you prefer nature's safest and best medicine, cannabis, over the pharmaceutical toxic corporate profits and patents. It's there waiting for you to do it. All the founding fathers grew cannabis on their plantations by law since Jamestown, 1619. If you didn't grow cannabis in the colonies, you were fined and thrown in jail. Every farmer had to produce at least a quarter acre of cannabis for the government. You could pay your taxes with it right up to the 1820s, and the very term legal tender meant you were bartering and trading in hemp. Why is it an illegal act for you to grow your homespun clothes from hemp? George Washington grew it. So did Thomas Jefferson. They both smoked it. George Washington wrote, "Make the most of the hemp seed, sow it everywhere." Thomas Jefferson wrote in his diaries, he smoked cannabis to relieve his migraine. It was the second most prescribed medicine until the turn of the century. The most prescribed medicine was hashish. It was given to women for childbirth. It is the most natural form of pain relief on the planet. George also wrote, "I miss pulling my male plants by 2 days. Now I must wait another season for my blossoming hemp." All the pioneer settlers grew their herbal bush. You know they called it herbal medicine. Why is that herbal medicine illegal? It's illegal because the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, timber, alcohol, and tobacco industries would lose as much as 80% of their profits when hemp is grown for paper, fabric, fuel, food, medicine, plastics, lumber, and lamp oil. Earth's number one resource is non-toxic, biodegradable, recyclable, and renewable. Betsy Ross made our flags out of hemp. We all saluted cannabis fibers worldwide until the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937. Now we salute DuPont's toxic nylon, introduced in 1938 as the synthetic hemp. We honor man's synthetics and outlaw Mother Earth. The USDA in 1914 said every acre of hemp saves 4.1 acres of trees for paper alone. 10,000 acres of hemp saves 41,000 tree acres. Henry Ford ran a fleet of 40,000 vehicles on 10,000 acres of hemp. Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel with hemp seed oil. All paints and varnishes used hemp oil as the base. Let's grow the hemp seed oil. Let's grow for medicine. Let's grow for the environment. How about growing for our descendants? Hemp, hemp, hooray!